Hare Krishna. Reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita. In the first verse of the fifth chapter of called Karma Yoga, Action in Krishna Consciousness, Arjuna has again asked the question of Krishna. He asked Krishna to tell him definitively which is better, the work, to work or to renounce work, which will be more beneficial. And here Krishna begins his answer in verse 2. The personality of Godhead replied, the renunciation of work and work in devotion are both good for liberation, but of the two, work in devotion is better than renunciation of work. Coming. This is the second time Krishna has directly rejected seeking perfection through dry renunciation and jnana, and has instead recommended work. Both work and renunciation have the same goal, but of the two, detached work is safer, easier, and more practical. Working in knowledge purifies our hearts and solidifies whatever realizations we attain. The karma sannyasi is one who renounces work. If material desires arise, he cannot take shelter of using his senses in work that will purify him. He, as a foundational principle, has renounced all sense interactions. His choice for his senses is either mundane action or inaction, as his senses have no legitimate engagement. Detached work is a more practical path of renunciation. For, as Srila Baladeva Vidyabhusana comments, working in renunciation strengthens one's knowledge. 3. Krishna continues, one who neither hates nor desires the fruits of his activities is known to be always renounced. Such a person, free from all dualities, easily overcomes material bondage and is completely liberated, O mighty Arjuna. Comment. Such a worker is called Nitya Sannyasi. A sannyasi is meant to achieve liberation, and one who renounces the fruits of his activities will attain it. Such detachment, feeling neither hatred nor desire for the fruits of work, is the mark of a true sannyasi. 4. Only the ignorant speak of devotional service, karma yoga, as being different from the analytical study of the material world, Sankhya. Those who are actually learned say that he who applies himself well to one of these paths achieves the results of both. Comment. Both karma yoga and Sankhya yoga, which means jnana basically, involves renunciation. But what is better to renounce? Should one work with detachment or altogether renounce work? Krishna's answer is clear and consistent. These are not two different paths with separate goals, but are aspects of the same path with the same goal. How are work and renunciation the same? If I'm holding a rock in my hand and I want to pick up my axe, I drop the rock to free my hand. Then I can pick up the axe. Similarly, someone with material desires must first drop his material attachment before acquiring a spiritual taste. However, these steps can also be performed as one step. By picking up one object, that will automatically drop the other. Karma yoga done with detachment allows us to become materially detached and spiritually attached at the same time. This topic will now be further discussed. 5. One who knows that the position reached by means of analytical study can also be attained by devotional service, and who therefore sees analytical study and devotional service to be on the same level, sees things as they are. Comment. Krishna repeats his point from text 4 for emphasis. Describing these two processes and how they are related, Srila Prabhupada writes, quote, The real purpose of philosophical research is to find the ultimate goal of life. Since the ultimate goal of life is self-realization, there is no difference between the conclusions reached by the two processes. By Sankhya philosophical research, one comes to the conclusion that a living entity is not part and parcel of the material world, but of the Supreme Spirit whole. Consequently, the spirit soul has nothing to do with the material world. His actions must be in some relation with the Supreme. When he acts in Krishna consciousness, he's actually in his constitutional position. In the first process, Sankhya, one has to become detached from matter. And in the devotional yoga process, one has to attach himself to the work of Krishna consciousness. Factually, both processes are the same. Although superficially, one process appears to involve detachment and the other process appears to involve attachment. Detachment from matter and attachment to Krishna are one and the same. One who can see this sees things as they are. And that's the end of Prabhupada's purport. Text 4 begins Sankhya Yoga. Here, Sankhya refers to Gyan, and Yoga refers to Nishkam Karma Yoga. Krishna clearly recommends devotional service, Karma Yoga, as the better means to achieve the goal. Even though both Gyan and Karma Yoga lead to Stanam Shashvatam, the supreme eternal abode, Bhagavad Gita 18:62. It is important to understand that Krishna is not speaking about a variety of paths leading to a variety of inferior or superior destinations. Rather, he is describing two aspects of a path, one easy and one difficult, with the same goal. These verses are applicable to anyone trying to attain Brahman, Paramatma, or Bhagavan realization. But Srila Prabhupada translates yoga as, quote, devotional service, to highlight Krishna's actual desire and purpose. Comment continues here. If we renounce activities before our hearts are clean, we will be forced by our unclean hearts to engage in improper activities. The senses will demand engagement, but the Jnana Yoga process forbids sense activity. Unless the senses are engaged in good work, it will be difficult to stop improper work. Krishna therefore recommends keeping the senses always engaged while simultaneously purifying the heart by working with detachment. This is the more practical and therefore superior path. The comparison between the two paths continues in the following verse. 6. Merely renouncing all activities, yet not engaging in devotional service of the Lord, cannot make one happy. But a thoughtful person engaged in devotional service can achieve the Supreme without delay. Comment. That was in text 6, and the comment refers to text 7 through 12, which is another section. And it says in text 7 through 12, Krishna describes how to practice Nishkam Karma Yoga. And Krishna willing, we shall read that section soon. Hare Krishna.